All right, well, Coach Manuel Adigan joining me here. And, Coach, congratulations on quite a run. What a run there at Hugoton you had as head coach of the Lady Eagles over the last six seasons and over 100 wins, 104-39 to be exact. But, of course, you have announced and your resignation was accepted by the school board in Hugoton on Monday night. And I guess first and foremost, just wanted to ask you why resign right now, the timing of it?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, when I came to Hugoton, it was really a really nice move in regards to putting my daughter in a position to come in into an established program with some really good players already in her class. And so it was a really nice transition for my family and I in regards to, you know, just a basketball job and also a really good situation for my daughter, as, you know, she's someone that loves the game of basketball. You know, and it's just one of those things now where there's just a lot of things that factor into it. You know, obviously, if my daughter has the opportunity to play right away at college, I want to be able to kind of share those memories and moments with her. And, you know, obviously with my son now getting on the right side of the health factor with that he went through, he's starting to become a little bit more active and doing some things after, you know, really not being able to do a lot for about 4 or 5 months, be able to just kind of enjoy and run around with him and chase him and be able to watch him do his thing. And, you know, just I also have two little kids. You know, I have a 1-year-old and a 6-year-old, and, you know, just be able to see some T-ball games and some soccer games, maybe some rec league games. And it just gives me an opportunity to do some things with my younger kids that I've always been able to do with Samaya. And, you know, I just kind of feel that obligation to give them that experience as well.
You look at your run in Hugoton, 6 years, 4 state tournament appearances, and each one of your state tournament appearances, you finished no worse than third place. I guess talk about that run of the players coming in off a team that had won state the previous year. In your first year, you had a pretty good run there in 4A Division II, finishing in third, and then coming back and that post-COVID era, 21 and third and state runner-up last year, and then this year moving up to 4A and finishing third. Talk about that run. What a pretty good run it was for 6 years.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, first and foremost, I've had an abundance of talent come through here. From that first year I was here with, you know, the Brooklyn Harpers and Johanna Rollins, Rebecca, you know, and having those kids, you know, obviously Dally went down, and then I was able to bring in a good freshman class with Jordan Beard and McKenna Hamlin, Molly McClure. And those kids were kind of, they played right away, which allowed them to have some experience. And then obviously, you know, when I brought in that freshman group of Samaya, Mike and Gianna and Julian Salazar, when that group came in, it really kind of allowed the kids that had that experience to come in and play their role with some big time basketball players joining them and kind of negating their youth. So it really started with the players. You know, I've been blessed to have the talent. Then obviously I've had a terrific coaching staff. Obviously Coach Ramsey has been with me the entire time, and he's been so impactful in his role. And started with Keenan Thompson, and he did a great job for me for 2 years. And then obviously we were blessed enough to bring in Coach Kennedy over from Hooker, and he just brought a wealth of knowledge and experience that really allowed me to grow as a coach and have that extra set of eyes. But, you know, just the talent, the coaching staff, and most importantly, just the buy-in. You know, these kids have played a lot of ball in the summer, and they've committed to kind of a rigorous kind of schedule to get better and play at a high level. So I think there's just a lot of it that factors in. But I think the most important thing is just the mindset, the mentality of the kids. They want to win here. They want to win here, and that was the thing that I probably saw right away. And couple that with all the other things we talked about, it just made it easy for us to go and have success and play at a really high level for a really long time.
Let's recap real quick this past season. I know it's been over for a month, but you start out, didn't have Mike, and for the first few games, I think the first half of the season, you go 4-5 there through your first nine, and then you, what a run you guys were able to produce there down the end, down the stretch there. You win the Sterling Invitational and finished second in the league, and ended up finishing in third in states. I mean, it was kind of a, I guess you could say, a roller coaster of a year this year for you guys. But what a fun run!
Yeah, you know, I think for us, the and it's kind of been our mantra since I've been here for sure, is we've always had one of the strongest strengths of schedule in the entire state, and I think we've been able to win some of those games in the previous years, especially in the 23-2 and the 23-3 season, that, you know, those two 20 plus win seasons that we had prior to this year. But this year, you know, the opening season loss to Fort Smith Northside, then we come in and we lose a game to Liberal, who was, I mean, you know, so Fort Smith Northside was a 6A school, Liberal was a 6A school. You know, we dropped one to Scott City that, don't get me wrong, they're well coached and they do some really good things with Shrine and Felker. And but we had Abby Slocum go down in the very first quarter after we were up and really playing well that first couple minutes of the game, really jumped on them. And then when she went down, it just kind of took the air out of our sails a little bit. And I think Scott City and their coaching staff did a terrific job of executing and finishing down the stretch. But we dropped that game to Scott City, and then our fourth loss would have been to Goodland. So three of our four losses came to two 6A schools that ultimately were one of the tops in their state, in their prospective states. And then obviously the undefeated 3A state champions, we go up there and they beat us by eight or nine at their place. And so we felt really good. You know, obviously you don't want to lose games like that, but we felt really good going into the second half of the year because we knew the schedule was going to ease up a little bit. You know, we also knew that we were going to, we're going to get Mike and back, get her healthy. That was going to open up the floor for Gianna and Samaya. And I thought once we were able to get through that second half and we became really good defensively, I thought that's really what we grew the most, was on the defensive end of the floor. And, you know, the rest was kind of history for us, but I attribute a lot of our success this year to just that early gauntlet of the season.
That was a rough stretch there, but it helped you guys out in the end there. I guess before I let you go here, you know, of course, down the road here, you're going to not be coaching next year. Have that opportunity to go see Samaya there and play college, as well as see your son play eighth grade and work, see your younger kids as well at home. But, you know, if an opportunity comes down the road here, would you get back into coaching again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it has to make sense. More family sense than anything else. You know, for me, I'm okay with developing programs. If, you know, if we're trying to start something new and a program's trying to get off to a good start, and I mean, it just has to make sense. And again, more, less basketball sense, more family sense. But yeah, if the right situation comes along where they have a community of kids that are committed to getting better and really wanting to, you know, get after it and grow, and couple that with making sense for my family in general, I don't know if I'm necessarily against it. I can just tell you I'm not in a rush. I'm not in a rush to get back out there. If I won't just jump at anything, because I'm just not in a rush to really get back out there.
All right. Well, Coach, once again, thank you for the time. Congratulations on an outstanding run there at Hugoton. And go and enjoy your time there with your family and your kids as well there.
Hey, I appreciate it. And you know, Adam, I also want to tell you thank you. You've been incredible. You know, I know Scott City is your home base and you do a great job covering them, but I also think people don't give you enough credit for how you cover the GWAC, Western Kansas. It's always a pleasure to see you out at the state tournament. And We know quietly we have a fan in you when you're there. I know when we're at Scott, you're going to root for the Beavers, but I've always appreciated our conversations. I've always appreciated your insight and how you've covered the area. You do a terrific job. And I hope that the people around Western Kansas really acknowledges that, and you do a great job, man. And so I want to thank you for our time, and, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, down the road we cross paths.